It was an unusual assembly for a beginning of a new church. There weren't more than about a dozen believers at the first service. Instead, it was filled with unchurched Southern Californians. We had hit our target right in the bullseye. Having so many unchurched people at the service actually made it quite comical. When I asked people to open their Bibles, nobody had one. When we tried to sing some songs, nobody sang because they didn't know the tunes. When I said, "Let's pray," some of the people just looked around. I felt as if I were standing before a Kiwanis or Rotary meeting. But to my amazement, the people kept coming back week after week. Each time, a few more would commit their lives to Christ. By the 10th week after we began services, 82 of the unchurched people who had attended at Easter had given their lives to Christ. We were riding the wave of God's Spirit as best we could. Our preparation had paid off. A congregation was beginning to form. Our first membership class drew 20 people. 18 of them were unbelievers, so I had to begin by teaching the most elementary truths of the Christian life. By the end of the six-week class, all 18 unbelievers had accepted Christ, were baptized, and were welcomed into membership. Baptisms have always been unique at Saddleback. We've used pools, the Pacific Ocean, and other churches' baptistries, but most frequently we've used the spas and hot tubs that are standard equipment in many Orange County homes. Thousands have been baptized in what we fondly refer to as jacuzzis for Jesus. Those being baptized are encouraged to invite as many of their unbelieving friends as possible to witness their baptism. Some have even sent out embossed invitations. Our monthly baptisms are always big events. One time we baptized 367 people on a single morning. My skin was wrinkled by the time the other pastors and I climbed out of the heavily chlorinated high school pool. I remember joking that if we weren't Baptists, I could have just sprayed everyone with a big fire hose. Saddleback has experienced continuous growing pains throughout its brief history.